appointment at Shure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit shure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Shure.
Are you Shure? We are. Shure. Better health, better life.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Speedway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals.
Give us some examples, Arnie.
2015 Chevrolet 2500 HD Crew Cab, LTZ C71, four-wheel drive, fully loaded with all the right options for only $29.9. 2011 Buick Enclave, fully loaded leather, has all the right features for only $14,490. And we have many more to choose from. All with unbeatable deals right here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Final score from Bad Axe, Michigan in week number 6 is the Cass City Redhawks taking the victory handedly 44-8 over the Bad Axe Hatchets to move to 5-1 in the season. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this score?
All right. Well, we got to start with the breaking news, Clark. I hope you
That's
don't mind.
Yeah, let's start there. Yeah.
The Morris is going to defeat Deckerville in a gut-wrenching performance as Morris scores with 16 seconds left and then goes for two and gets the win over the number two state-ranked Deckerville Eagles. What a game. Back to our game. At halftime, we left you. Cass City was leading Bad Axe 22-8. It was all Cass City in the second half. Clancy with a fumble recovery. Actually, how that was, Cathrell fumbles the snap, picks it up, and takes it the distance 89 yards away, putting Cass City up 36-8. And then in the fourth quarter, Hamilton busts free on a 79-yard touchdown run. Zaleski runs it in for two, and that would be your final 44 Cass City over Bad Axe 8.
Taking a look at the offensive numbers on both sides of the ball, Cass City ends up with 496 yards on the night, 483 of those on their rushing game. Two passes attempts, one completion for 13 yards for Sandon Cathrell to Brendan Hamilton. Leading the rushing attack, Sandon Cathrell, 8 carries, 176 yards, and 2 scores for him, including an 89-yard tote. Behind him was only 8 yards behind was Brendan Hamilton, 9 carries, 168 yards, 2 scores for him. Luke Stern, 9 carries, 86 yards, and 1 touchdown in the Nick Perry, who we did not see basically halfway through the third quarter and beyond. 8 carries, 53 yards, 1 touchdown. Sandon Cathrell, 1 for 2 through the air, no interceptions, 13 yards. Brendan Hamilton, the only reception there. For Bad Axe offense, 172 total yards, 126 rushing, 46 passing off of 60 plays. Altogether, those 60 plays, 172 yards. Leading the rushing attack, Jack Clancy, 17 carries, 61 yards. Ryan Wainer, 20 carries, 35 yards. Devin Maxwell, 3 carries, 25 yards. Kike Gomez, 3 carries, 6 yards, and 1 fumble. Ryan Wainer through the air, 4 for 16. No interceptions for 46 yards altogether with 1 touchdown, a 16-yard reception. Austin Mozak, 2 receptions for 33 yards, including the 16-yard touchdown grab. Devin Maxwell, 2 for 5 for 13 yards. And that's all said and done. Looking at the offensive numbers on both sides here, it's clear Cass City almost 500 total yards.
Yeah, they're definitely the dominant offensive team, one of the better offensive teams probably in the area. Their only hiccup is defense, and when they can play good defense, they can certainly hang with anybody. And them running the football, they got three or four really good options, and we haven't even seen Noah Zaleski touch the ball because he was very impressive on defense tonight.
Taking a look at the Cass City defense numbers, 41 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss, 4 tip passes, and 1 recovered fumble. Leading the tackling, Luke Stern, 9 tackles, Nick Perry at 5, as well as Noah Zaleski, Hank Janik at 4, Mike Ziegler at 3, as well as Brendan Hamilton, Jared Nagel at 2. And then with 1, we have Ethan Fetterhoff, Dalton Powell, and Seth Rogenbach, as well as Hunter Vaughn. The tackles for a loss, though, on top of all of those, Luke Stern with 3 of them, Eric Peters with 4, Noah Zaleski 1, and Dalton Powell with 2. Brendan Hamilton had 2 tip passes, signing Cuthrell 1, and Luke Stern with 1. But unfortunately, one downside here, Dave, that I see from Cass City tonight, penalties. On defense alone, 7 penalties for 67 yards, including a holding, unsportsmanlike conduct, helmet-to-helmet, face mask, and 3 offsides.
Yeah, absolutely. They got to clean that up if they want to be able to win, not only now or anytime, but in the playoffs especially. That they have to clean that act up.
For the Bad Axe defense, 28 tackles, only 2 tackles for a loss. Austin Affer and Blake Collins each with 1. On top of that, Blake Collins and Nick Schember lead the tackling with 5 tackles apiece. Ryan Wehner at 4. C.J. Martinez, Austin Mozak, and Austin Affer each at 3. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips at 2. And then Jack Clancy, Mike Messing, and Gavin Geiger each with 1 tackle on the night. And only 1 off defensive penalty for Bad Axe on as an offsides late in the game.
Yeah, well, again, they played all right on defense, but that Cass City offense, just too much for them to handle. Bad Axe, they still have some growing pains to deal with, but the offense they're running, I kind of like. They do have some good options for it. As long as they can keep developing in the younger stages, they have a potential to be okay in a few years.
Cass City, 10 penalties on the night for 97 yards altogether. Bad Axe on offense, 8 penalties for 60 yards, so 9 penalties for Bad Axe, 65 yards there, almost 165 yards altogether in penalty flags tonight.
They were throwing the flags out there often and then mixing them with the yellow towels. It was tough.
Very tough. Dave, why don't you take us through some other scores around the area, and we'll wrap things up.
Sounds good. Keep in mind, the Ugly Bearcats defeated Sandusky 26-14. Brown City took down Marlette 28-20. Harbor Beach late in that game with Memphis 65-60. We're blowing them out. We haven't got an update with USA and Reese, but USA was leading at the half 22-14. And in 8-player football, maybe the big surprise of the night, as Morris takes down Deckerville by 2 points.
As they score with 16 seconds left, the 2-point conversion puts them over the top as they win by 1 point, right?
That could be a potential rematch in the playoffs. I certainly don't think that. I think both teams are going to make the playoffs, and don't be surprised they run into each other for a rematch here in a few weeks.
And if that happens, Dave, chances are
we'll
be there for that one. So, Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
It was a messy game for both teams. A lot of penalties, a lot of mis-exchange snaps, a ton of penalties, which really takes the momentum not only out of the game but out of our broadcast. So it was very difficult to hang with them tonight. But how about that the halftime show? Bad Axe always does an excellent job.
Very much
and,
so.
Bad Axe, I actually thought, even though the score doesn't reflect it, they gave up 2 very long plays at the end of this game. 28-8 at the half, 28-8 at the end of the third quarter. It really was a good ball game up until that fourth quarter when it got really sloppy. A couple bad plays really turned the corner of this game. But I thought Bad Axe, they ran 60 plays on offense. Their defense really minimized the big plays until the very end. I actually thought we seen a much better quality football team Bad Axe showed tonight. They still are not the caliber of a Cass City. They are very, very good, very talented, very speedy, a lot of good running backs. So, again, I was impressed with Bad Axe, but you got to like the upside of Cass City, which we always do every year.
And thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. for the Strong Side. Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Connick Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, DS Services of Cass City, Ranning's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, Bayport State Bank, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Thumb National Bank and Trust, Farmers Co-op Grain Company, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, and Sure, Better Health, Better Health. Better life? Let's try that again. Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team here, our director of sports information, that'd be Doug Cole, our in-game analysis. Dave Hansen, Director